2022 edition of Nisus Narrative with Shadows Pop. During November, I'm reading some of the shorter works by Leo Tolstoy. Today's story is A Just Judge, Part 1. An Algerian king named Bacchus wanted to find out whether or not it was true, as he had been told, that in one of the cities there lived a just judge who could instantly discern the truth, and from whom no rogue was ever able to conceal himself. Bacchus exchanged clothes with the merchant and went on horseback to the city where the judge lived. At the entrance to the city, a cripple approached the king and begged alms of him. Bacchus gave him money and was about to continue on his way, but the cripple clung to his clothing. "What do you wish?" asked the king. "Haven't I given you money?" "You gave me alms," said the cripple. "Now, grant me one favor. Let me ride with you as far as the city square. Otherwise, the horses and camels may trample me." Bacchus set the cripple behind him on the horse and took him as far as the city square. There he halted his horse, but the cripple refused to dismount. "We have arrived at the square. Why don't you get off?" asked Bacchus. "Why should I?" the beggar replied. "This horse belongs to me. If you are unwilling to return it, we shall have to go to court." Hearing the quarrel, the people gathered around them shouting, "Go to the judge. He will decide between you." Bacchus and the cripple went to the judge. There were others in court, and the judge called upon each in turn. Before he came to Bacchus and the cripple, he heard a scholar and a peasant. They had come to court over a woman. The peasant said she was his wife, and the scholar said she was his. Judge heard them both, remained silent for a moment, and then said, "Leave the woman here with me and come back tomorrow." When they had gone, a butcher and an oil merchant came before the judge. The butcher was covered with blood, and the oil merchant with oil. In his hand, the butcher held some money, and the oil merchant held on to the butcher's hand. "I was buying oil from this man," the butcher said, "and when I took out my purse to pay him, he seized me by the hand and tried to take all my money away from me. That is why we have come to you. I holding on to my purse, and he holding on to my hand, but the money is mine, and he is a thief." Then the oil merchant spoke. "That is not true," he said. "The butcher came to me to buy oil, and after I had poured him a full jug, he asked me to change a gold piece for him. When I took out my money and placed it upon a bench, he seized it and tried to run off. I caught him by the hand, and as you see, and brought him here to you." The judge remained silent for a moment and then said, "Leave the money here with me. Come back tomorrow." When his turn came, Bacchus told what had happened. The judge listened to him and then asked the beggar to speak. "All that he said is untrue," said the beggar. "He was sitting on the ground, and as I rode through the city, he asked me to let him ride with me. I sat him behind me on my horse and took him where he wanted to go. But when he got there, he refused to get off and said that the horse was his, which is not true." The judge thought for a moment, then said, "Leave the horse here with me and come back tomorrow." Seems the story could go in just about any direction at this point. Let's find out how the judge sees the case when the story concludes. Thank you for listening to episode 20. The next episode will feature the conclusion of the story, A Just Judge.